Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
Whiskey 8 Delta Whiskey, WADW.
Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile.
Hey, good afternoon there, Mr. Ronald. KC8YVF WADW.
Well, good evening, Dave. How's your day been going?
Slow, not a whole lot going on. We did get up and we got the covenant plate back up.
Well, thank you. I was going to ask you if you got a, you know, needed some help or with that. I just had to power it off and power things back up.
Yeah, actually, I went up there and there was no power in the whole system, and the UPS had overloaded, so even if they would have been able to remotely log in, they wouldn't have been able to remotely log in because everything was down. It was the whole cabinet was dead.
Okie dokie. Yeah, Jeff was saying we need probably some rework there for power supply. He said, I guess the remote unit didn't work in there, and the one at Rosine needs a battery for the backup system. So we've got to get some numbers and figure out what we need there, and then go back to the club and say, okay, we need some maintenance stuff to do on the repeaters and get that done.
Yeah, okay, real good. And we hear you there, Rick. Yeah, when the unit that everything plugged into went out, that's been about almost over a year and a half ago. And that was one that I went up. I actually picked one up from the Home Depot and put it in there, and we got that up so we could get it up running. But it wasn't. It was just a regular outlet strip. It's got the newer, I think it's got 8 outlets on it. It needs to be have all of them. And they have to have a couple of them that are hot all the time, and that. So I was able to find something like that at Home Depot, but it doesn't, you can't log into it. So I'm not sure. I think that particular strip, to buy a new one, is about $250, so that's probably why we didn't do it there. Just see why, Rick, go ahead and take WDW.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, so batteries for Rosine, and do we know what kind of shape the battery is for UPS there at Covenant North?
For me, KC8YVFN here, yeah, I don't know what it is. Dave was up there, so probably not good on any of them. It's been a couple of years, so yeah, we need to, I guess, kind of go take a look at each one of the sites and see what is needed there for power-wise, and get some, you know, idea, and then go from there to get those up and running. I know many moons ago we approved coax and an antenna for Gera, which never got done. So that's something in the agenda as well. So, and plus, we got to get these antennas for the wind link back up, too. Over to you, Dave, WADW. This is KC8YVF.
Okay, real good. Yeah, the UPS was what was kicked out at Covenant. It was actually in an overload condition, and that may be, it may be batteries or whatever, because I'm not sure why. I just got up there and I checked it for no power, and I was able to, the red light was on the UPS. I shut it down, turned it back on, and everything came back up. So everything was, everything's up there is okay right now. But yeah, I think the Wi-Fi power strip is, I'm not sure what they cost right now. The one that was up there was probably, bought quite a few years ago, and it went out, and it's probably a couple $100 for that, I would assume. And yeah, the batteries for the UPS up there may need, that may be the problem, I don't know. I'm not real familiar with that. KCAVOA, WADW.
Very good. Looks like we need to have some locations checked out and see what they do need and that. We're approaching storm season here. We are into storm season, actually, if you want to get down to it. The power outage we had the other day wasn't very long, and you would almost think the EPS would have lasted long enough to make an hour power outage. But maybe that UPS is undersized, or maybe the batteries are going bad. So that, I guess, should probably be looked at. Over to KCYVF, KCBOA.
Well, Rick, I think it's one of each. When that power went off, my UPS in the basement, which I put a battery in, but that's been about a year, year and a half ago, that one, unless you get a real big one, they're only good for about 15 or 20 minutes on backup, even on a single, you know, small computer. And I've had a 1,000-volt UPS on the computers in the basement, and once both the computers go off, if the battery it goes on to battery, it's time. You got like 12 to 18 minutes to get everything shut down properly because they're going down. So I think it's both. It's undersized, and you know, it's mainly for a glitch if the power goes off for, you know, a few minutes or something like that. But consumer said for me it was an hour and 38 minutes was the report that they sent back to me in a text. So yeah, the UPS is not going to last that long unless we've got something real big in there to handle it. So yeah, mine didn't come back up either, Dave. I had to go down when I got home. Both of my ham shack computers were off and they were on battery backup. I had to shut the power supply off, turn it back on, and then everything, I was able to boot everything back up too. So over to WADW.
Okay, real good over there, Ron. Yeah, I talked to security. I mean, he said the power wasn't off there. It probably was. They're on generator, so probably it went off and came back on, and they might not even notice it was off. But it might be just long enough to shut the stuff down and not come back up. That might have been the big thing. And I just wonder, you know, the outlet was up there was like a smart outlet, and I just wonder if we could maybe do something a little less money, and maybe just put an outlet that you know, and they sell these outlets. You got Wi-Fi on, and have that plugged in, and then the power strip plugged in into that, rather than spend a couple $100 for the whole thing. I don't know. Anyway, that's. But it's up anyway. That's a good part. Yeah, everything. I just reset the UPS and everything came back up. So it should be good for now. KCVOA WADW.
Very good there, Dave. Yeah. So a Wi-Fi power strip. You have to buy something that's compatible with whatever they're using to control those with. You don't want to have a whole bunch of different Wi-Fi power strips that you can't, you have to go to this app to control this one, this app to control that one, and everything else. That's one of the advantages of having Home Assistant, but I don't know what Fred's using to control that with that kind of system. So that needs to be looked at to make sure we get something that's compatible before we go out and run out and buy something. Over to KCYVF, KCVOA.
Yeah, Rick, I don't know what they're using on their end to do that. But yeah, that's something that we could look at, go from there. I don't even know if the radios or if that's on their UPS, on their generator or not. I know Rosita's not. They've got the generator there, but the outlet that everything plugged into is a regular outlet. It is not a UPS outlet. Same thing at Davenport. When the last time I was there with Jeff, we talked to him about that location, and that is not on their generator either that we talked to him about getting them put onto there. But, you know, getting the Housing Commission to route a special connection from the generator outlets to those locations is going to cost them money, and they're not going to typically do it for us. So that's a part of it as well. So I don't know if Covenant's up there, if that's that outlet that is plugged into is on their generator or just, you know, the regular 110. Back over to you, Dave.
Peltier Road that they're on. I think we are on a generator plugged into the red outlet, and the red outlet I think is the generator outlet. I think it is on their generator. I'm pretty sure it is. That was looked at before because I think it was plugged in another outlet before, and when I was up there with Jeff and I, we made sure that it got plugged into the red outlet, which we assumed is the generator one. Oh, anyway, yeah, I've been playing with the computers. I got two of them. I got everything all updated now. I had my one I redid, and it came back up. I got everything loaded, and it said, "Hey, your Windows 11 is outdated, and you have to take in and update it." I was sort of afraid of that because I read things on that particular computer that people updated, and then all of a sudden didn't come back up. But I updated and everything works, so that's good. I got one computer I can fit in my pocket. It's about the size of a little bigger than a cell phone, and that's pretty cool. I got a 512 hard drive on it and everything else. It works pretty good. And then tomorrow I got an appointment. I got to go over to Spectrum. I don't like what I'm paying, so I'm going to go over there and I'm going to, supposedly they got this program. We will see when I go over there, and if not, we're going to be looking for a different thing. Knowing the bad thing with TV, they're all about the same. It doesn't matter which one you get. Okay, back over to the Rick, KCA VOA, WADW.
Very good there, Dave. Today I ordered OAIB and from Big Time Radio. So hopefully get that and get that set up and get it running.
All right, Rick, KC8YBF. Yeah, if you're on the red outlet, so it should be on the UPS there, the generator on it. So it might have just kicked out. There may not be battery. There may be generator, but there may not be battery backup on that outlet, which is why we have the battery backup for the UPS. So it may have just been a long enough time period that when the power went off before the generator came on and kicked back in, that it just glitched the UPS. So I've had that happen before. It didn't recover. It didn't hand off right and back over to the commercial then, but yeah, don't know on that one. We'll have to take a look. And then I kind of got screwed up. I was working on my project for my air quality monitor, and I didn't really look at the information correctly, and I was supposed to order three of one cable, three of another cable, and one of one. Well, I ended up ordering one of each. So I went to start to put the project together. All the 3D printing is done, which there wasn't a lot. And I went to put the project together, and I'm short multiple cables. So, of course, all of the standard sources were already sold out, but I did find that Adafruit had still had one of the cables that I needed, so I ordered four more just to make sure I got them. And then the other cable, the guy had gave some alternatives. I'm going to have to pull pins and rewire, but he gave instructions on what needed to be moved where that they would adjust for the boards that he's using in the project. So I got those ordered today. So that was about another $18 in cables. So this is getting to be an expensive project here with shipping from overseas and everything else. So. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go. I got to go into work early tomorrow. I'm going in at 7 o'clock, out at 3:30. I got a dentist appointment at 5, and then we're going out to dinner with my brother and sister-in-law down in Swartz Creek there. So we'll have a long day tomorrow again. So back over to you, Dave. This is KC8YVF. I'll stick around for one more round, but I am out of here. KC8YVF clear.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, I got to go up and see what's for dinner. I might have to drink some out of the freezer. We'll see how that goes. Anyways, okay, we'll catch you later on, 7-3s. And you guys have a good one. KCABOA, and in the group, go ahead there, Rick. 73 call.
Well, you have a good night there, Dave. And Ron, yeah, today was my dental day, so that's what I did this morning. And the only good news was they said they'd see me in 6 months. So that's a good thing. And with that, I'm going to wish you a good night. Maybe we'll talk to you on the radio. KCABOA, 73.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.
Good evening, coast clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy, 45 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy, 42 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees.